Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
The Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health, offers simple, natural choices for your optimal health and wellness. Dr. Peggy's whole body approach unravels the connections between the mental, spiritual, and physical links of food, allergies, and hydration. A former chef turned naturopathic and biological medicine physician, Dr. Parker is an everyday health expert who keeps things practical and achievable. Each week, Dr. Peggy and her guests will share simple solutions that will catapult you toward optimal health and wellness. From recipes to relevant health information, this former chef and medical researcher will lead you through the maze of conflicting information on food allergies, diets, antioxidants, and so much more as she provides you with simple solutions for your own everyday health. Now, here's your host, Dr. Peggy Parker.
Hey, everybody. It's already Wednesday again, and I'm so excited that you've decided to join me for Simple Solutions for Your Own Everyday Health here on Transformation Talk Radio. And I hope that you'll stay with me for the next hour as we work our way through the information that sometimes feels a little bit like a maze of conflicting information on today's topic, which is the raw food diet. So we're going to look at the pros and the cons, the upsides and downsides. We're going to help you determine if this particular diet, or as it's called in some circles, this particular raw-volution is the right choice for you. So I'm really glad that you joined me, and let's get started here. You know, as early as the late 90s, there have been some published studies indicating that there was a big link between the consumption of vegetables and lower risk for breast cancer. In fact, there was some particular studies done on cruciferous vegetables, things like cabbage and cauliflower and broccoli and kale, those kinds of things. But more recently, the nutrients in broccoli sprouts and their protective effects against all different kinds of cancer have seen a renewed interest within the whole research community. And information like these new studies have reported seems to be one of the driving forces behind the raw food movement. So today we're going to be discussing some of, like I said, some of the pros and cons of the diet that this diet that seems to be kind of sweeping the country these days. It seems like there are a lot more restaurants, spas, kind of healthy retreat centers and detoxification places that are springing up all over the country. And these places are actually featuring raw foods or serve them exclusively. You might remember that I was kind of on the road for about 3 weeks, making my way from Dallas to Austin to Abilene to Lubbock to Albuquerque to Santa Fe, and then up to Denver, back to Pueblo, then back to Santa Fe again, and then on to Sedona and Phoenix, and finally I got to San Diego. And one of the things that I noticed as I was traveling was the prevalence of raw foods. And so those of you who follow my blog, which is omgallergyfree.com, may remember some of my more memorable food experiences while I was traveling actually took place at some of the wonderful restaurants that I encountered on the trip that included raw foods on their menus, and some of them were exclusively raw food restaurants. So if you, like lots of others who contact me and like many people across the country, are wondering if a raw food diet is right for you, then I hope this hour will clear up any questions that you might have. So I want to invite you to contact me. You can either call in at 800-930-2819. Again, that's 800-930-2819, or you can just send me an instant message by logging on in that little box that's right on the right side of the screen if you're listening via the internet, and you can type me a question and I will get it instantly and be able to answer it. So I want to be sure that I am you know, answering everybody's questions as much as and as thoroughly as possible today. So don't hesitate. Call in right away. And today, in order to make sure that all those questions are really answered, we're going to be looking at all different aspects of the raw food diet, including some of the most beneficial aspects of raw foods, as well as some of the downsides of this, what's considered by many to be a diet craze, which would in raw food circles be considered fighting words, or it would be, you know, in a more peaceful setting, a totally inadequate description of the raw food movement, because in many instances, it's actually considered a counterculture. In fact, earlier this week on Monday, my friend Christina and I went to visit a raw food restaurant here in San Diego, and I blogged a bit about it on Tuesday's post called Peace Pies. Peace Pies is an all raw food restaurant in San Diego. And when I began to ask the owner, PJ, a bit about, you know, how he got involved in the raw food movement and why he thought it was important, he gave me a lot of information, including some of the environmental or ecological impact reasons. For instance, you know, you're not cooking, so you're not using gas or electricity to make your foods. You're often sprouting, you know, so you're using less farm equipment, so you're putting less fossil fuels in the air. You're using less fossil fuels, so it's a good overall eco-friendly way to live. And then there are philosophical and ethical reasons. Most raw foodists are vegan by nature. Not everyone. We'll get to that in a little bit. But a lot of them really feel like that's a better way to live. And some of them actually are more, for them, it's more about a mental, emotional component of eating raw foods. And so this is one of the things that PJ told me. He said that one of the reasons, well, and it's the name of, hence the name of his restaurant, Peace, P-E-A-C-E, Pies, is because he feels like if people are eating clean, raw, organic, healthy food, that it's going to impact their thinking. And when it impacts their thinking, that may make them become a more peaceful person and be less likely to want to go out and hit somebody than they might feel after having had a 32-ounce big gulp filled with one of the high-sugar, high-caffeine drinks that you can get, or a you know, 20-ounce cup of coffee and a pastry, you know, that kind of thing that would fuel people in a more angry way. So that was one of his big reasons for getting involved in the movement. Plus, he's lactose intolerant, and so he said that he just kind of started eating a vegan diet just out of necessity, and then it just sort of evolved to this. So while all of these are important to the people in the raw food revolution, as it's sometimes called, the most common reason that people adopt a raw food diet are the health aspects. And so I probably want to concentrate most of the hour on this rather than the environmental or philosophical reasons. So raw foods are considered by many to be the healthiest due to the fact that it's touted to be both enzyme and nutrient rich. In fact, raw foodies report that sprouted seeds, which we're going to talk about in a few minutes, specifically lettuce seeds, contain up to 400% more protein than their fully grown counterparts, and more than 3,900% more beta carotene. So that's a pretty big difference, right? And even the studies on broccoli seeds not seemed to indicate that they had a much higher benefit toward breast cancer and a few other cancers. So they're the raw foodists really camp on that sort of information. So one of the things that I think is important to understand is what really is a raw food diet, what makes up a raw food diet. And so I think that a raw food diet is composed entirely of uncooked foods. It would contain mostly vegetables, fruits, nuts, and seeds, some beans, and even some grains. And careful consideration is placed on the actual preparation of the food. So nuts and seeds and beans and grains are soaked and then sprouted, and then sometimes they're dehydrated at low temperatures, generally between 99 and 105 degrees. And other food preparation favorites among the raw food movement include juicing and blending. And as you know, if you follow my food blog or you've purchased one of my cookbooks, you know, I do a lot of this, or my one of my other booklets that's called Using Ionized Water in the Kitchen gives you a lot of tips on sprouting and that kind of thing. So the premise behind leaving the food raw is to preserve the vitamins, the minerals, the enzymes, and that naturally occur in fresh foods. And it's believed that in soaking the nuts and seeds and grains and beans, that makes their nutrients more bioavailable to the body. Since all of these things are considered the embryonic forms of a food, they're capable of creating a new plant or a new tree. So nature's coated all of these little seeds or nuts with enzyme inhibitors to prevent them from prematurely sprouting. So it's believed that soaking removes some of those inhibitors and allows the process, the sprouting process, to speed up and also increases the nutritional value of the foods. So it's time for us to go on a short break here. And you are listening to the Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And today we're talking about raw foods. And so get ready with your questions and your comments, and we will be back in just a minute.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine, chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
What would it feel like to let go of a painful story that causes suffering? Discover how love is greater and more powerful than fear, anger, doubt, worry, or grief. Superior to any story about your life that causes suffering, there is a story of love waiting for you. Can you imagine a story without judgment? A story of forgiveness? A story that releases "I can't" and proclaims "I can." Imagine a story where you let go of what was and embrace what is and create what you want for the future. The first 25 audience members to contact Dana at danafrost.com and inquire about the Pay It Forward, Pay What You Can coaching promotion are invited to a one-hour power-packed coaching session or two 30-minute coaching sessions. You simply pay what you can afford to pay. In the subject line, please input Pay What You Can coaching inquiry.
Dr. Peggy Parker, and you're back on the air with Simple Solutions for Everyday Health, where today we're talking about raw foods, the ins and outs, the pros and cons, to help you decide if this is the right type of diet for you. Now, I happen to believe that everybody has a particular constitution and not everything ever works for everyone. So it's my desire to help you understand the benefits and the drawbacks of this particular diet so that you can see how it may or will not actually fit into your particular lifestyle, into your body's health, plan, what's going to help you obtain your most optimal health. So today in the first segment, we talked a little bit about how the raw food revolution, or the rawvolution, as it's called by a lot of the raw foodies, is really a trend that's sweeping the country, and it has a lot of it's a lot of components to it. But we're really kind of looking at sticking to the health components, and so we discussed the fact that there are lots of things that are included in a raw food diet, mostly fruits and vegetables, nuts, seeds, a few grains, sprouted grains and seeds, and even some legumes. And I mentioned that most raw foodists are actually vegetarian or vegan, but some raw food enthusiasts, the ones that are vegetarian and not vegan, would also include raw milk and cheese products. And then there are a few who actually include raw fish like sashimi and ceviche, and even raw meat as in carpaccio. So most raw foodies are not 100% raw. The vast majority are not, but encourage a minimum of 80% raw and only 20% cooked foods. And those same enthusiasts make many, many health claims. From acne to cancer, there are testimonials of people who have switched from a traditional diet to a raw food diet and gotten a lot of help. And there are even a number of centers across the country where you can go and stay for at least a week or more and begin a new lifestyle of eating primarily raw foods, or to just go learn a bit more about a raw food diet, or as they like to call it, going for a detox or a cleansing of your body. And so I want you to understand this, that a raw food diet doesn't mean that you're just going to start eating a salad. It's definitely part of what we call the slow food movement, because it seems like it would save you a lot of time to just eat fruits and vegetables. And if you were just eating them in their whole state, you know, and just, you know, peeling an avocado and eating that, eating an apple, eating a few carrots, eating some zucchini, if you weren't actually doing these kind of elaborate food prep meals, it might save you some time. But actually, there's quite a lot involved in a raw food diet. And so it can take over a big chunk of your day to do some of this food prep. And nowadays, there are even culinary programs for enthusiasts who want to learn to become raw food chefs. But now you can join in this whole raw food movement with no particular special equipment outside of a few mason jars, a really sharp knife, and maybe an old cotton pillowcase. But to make some of the more gourmet style dishes, or to make your life a little easier, you would want to consider making an investment in a few specialized pieces of equipment for your kitchen, including one of my very favorite kitchen tools, a Vitamix. You could also use some spiral cutters that will turn things like zucchini and carrots or cucumbers into noodle shapes. A mandolin, which I highly recommend, is you can either get a handheld one or a countertop. And what it does is allow you to slice something very thin, whether it's cooked or raw. I use a mandolin all the time in my kitchen. You also want to get some microplanes, which are nice little shredders, some specialized lids for your mason jars that are considered to be sprouting lids. And you could trade in your old cotton pillowcase for some nut milk strainers, which kind of make things a little easier. And one of the most commonly used pieces of equipment in a raw food kitchen would be a dehydrator. So those would be some of the things that you would want to consider adding on. Now, modern science has taken to testing out some of the science behind a raw food, you know, some of the claims of the raw foodists, and seem to indicate that there is no evidence that raw foods actually have more nutrition. And the raw foodists claim that there are lots of live active enzymes on the food that they're eating. But this has been called into question, and we'll talk about that a little bit more later when we get to the other side of the raw foods. But right now, let's concentrate on what the kind of the story of the raw foodists is. So they're saying that raw foods have more nutrition, more live enzymes, and more minerals than their heated counterparts. And there are a few other benefits that really can't be brought into question. So while those three claims, you know, have some scientific naysayers, the following benefits really are things that I think are really essential for everybody to keep in mind. That a diet that's based on a wide variety of vegetables, fruits, nuts, and seeds will provide a lot of fiber and potentially a wider array of vitamins and minerals and essential fatty acids to your diet. And two, a diet based on raw foods requires a great deal time spent in chewing your food. And that means that the more times you chew, the more stimulation you're giving to your entire digestive system. And that's going to result in a healthier transit time and a more thorough breakdown of the food. And that results in better assimilation of the nutrients into your body. So whether you're eating cooked or raw foods, that's really something to keep in mind. But when you're eating, you know, munching down on a bunch of raw vegetables, it really does require that you do a little bit more chewing. A diet that's based on more fruits, veggies, nuts, and seeds generally contains far more antioxidants. Broccoli and alfalfa sprouts are great examples, as I mentioned earlier in the talk. Each of these little sprouts has been linked to significant cancer reduction due to, in large part, to one of the components that helps your body produce more glutathione. And glutathione is the most important antioxidant that your own cells produce when they're given enough of the ingredients, so to speak, or nutrients to do so. And keep in mind that each sprout on that salad or sandwich that you're served in a raw food restaurant is a tiny little plant with very concentrated vitamin and mineral content. And so while traditional lab studies indicate that they don't have any extra nutrients than their more fully grown counterparts, the fact is that with each bite, you eat dozens or even hundreds of these plants in every little forkful or mouthful. So logically speaking, that could actually be the reason for the increase in nutrition that the raw foodists are claiming. Now, raw diets, this is, I think, one of the biggest pluses, is that raw diets generally contain zero additives, zero colorants, zero preservatives, and zero refined anything, including sugar. That's one of its big hallmarks. And these days, since most are vegan, that means there's no dairy, no soy, and they're generally grain-free these days. And that's a huge plus for anyone that's wanting to get a big jump start on eliminating those top 8 allergens that are part of my whole program on trying to help you learn to live allergy-free and improve your health. So I think that this is an important thing to consider. And so in my mind, that is the absolute biggest, and most important aspect of a raw food diet, is that when we get rid of all those additives and colorants and preservatives and refined grains, refined sugars, refined anything, that alone is going to add some nutritive benefits. Now, when we remove any grains from that raw food diet, then we're beginning, and because it doesn't have any eggs or any dairy, we're really removing all of the things that your body could possibly react to. And so that's a really big plus. Now, I don't know how the time flies by so fast, but I see by my clock that it's time for another short break. I want to remind you that you're listening to the Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health, here on Transformation Talk Radio. And I hope that you'll stay with me and that you will call or write in and give me some of your questions. I'll be back in just a minute. So stay tuned.
Dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information. The heart.
Did you ever notice how often we use this term in our expressions? My heart is breaking to see this. My heart sings. This person wears her heart on her sleeve. She has a big heart. That touches my heart. Intuitively, we know that in addition to our physical heart, we have a spiritual heart directly linked to the universe and our soul. Let the essence of gratitude infuse you on your journey. Join our Infusion of Gratitude community today and receive your free MP3 audio Infusion of Gratitude meditation. Daily use of this powerful 20 minutes meditation raises your awareness and welcomes health, wealth, and enriched relationships into your life. Visit explorationgratitude.com.
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine, chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.
Everybody, this is Dr. Peggy Parker again, and you are back on the air with Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And today we're talking about the raw food diet. We've been talking about the pros, and we're coming up on some questions and some of the drawbacks of the raw food diet from the perspective of a few other healing traditions from around the world, things like traditional Chinese medicine and Ayurvedic medicine and even some Western medicine. So before the break, we talked a little bit about some of the big benefits. And I mentioned that for me, one of the biggest benefits is that when you're looking at a raw diet that's both vegan and gluten-free and grain-free, that means that we're going to be actually eliminating every one of the potential 8 highly allergenic foods. And that can be a really great way to start an allergy elimination diet. It's also been widely touted as a great way to detoxify. Well, in my opinion, really what's going on is that when you remove those potential allergens and you're eating really light food, and the fact that most raw food is either sprouted or ground or soaked or chopped up or blended or juiced. One of the things that does is take a little bit of load off your digestive system. And because our bodies use lots and lots and lots of calories, lots of energy to actually break down our foods, when we've done some of this pre-digestion of the food, it will actually take a little bit of load off the digestive system so that your body can use some energy to do a little more restorative work or a little more healing of different tissues and systems in your body. So I think that's one of the reasons that raw food diets can produce some at least initial really big health results. Now, some of you know that I used to own a medical spa in Hayden, Idaho, and then I moved it into Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, which same thing, just a few miles apart. And it was called Fusion Medi Spa. And at the spa, people could come and stay with me for up to 8 weeks at a time. And while they were there, I had them on primarily a juice fast. Now, This is where we're going to get into some information as we move into the con side of it, since we've been kind of concentrating on the pro side of it. So, you know, the pro sides are that you're getting lots of fresh fruits and vegetables, lots of nuts, lots of seeds, those kinds of things, and that most of them, like I said, have been soaked and to remove some of the phytic acid, some of the enzyme inhibitors, that sort of thing. Some of them have been chopped up, have been blended up, have been ground up or pureed, and that makes it really easier for your body to digest. So for a specific period of time, that can be a really, really helpful thing if you're concentrating on having those foods primarily or exclusively during that, you know, time period of a healing or a detoxification. And so, adding those foods to your diet on a regular basis will also remove some of the digestive stress, make it easier. So I do recommend that you consider adding some of these foods to your diet on a regular basis just to increase the assimilation of some of the nutrients. However, on the downside of an all-raw diet or a primarily raw diet, from a traditional Chinese medicine standpoint, you could say that raw foods can tend to make your body get cold and damp. So here's my experience with raw foods. In the late 90s, I found out that I had kind of a rare kind of cancer, which is in my small intestine, which is a more alkaline environment there. So it's supposed to be. So it's generally pretty tough to have cancer growing there, but I managed to do that anyway. And so I turned to a completely raw food diet for a period of about 3.5 months. And in that 3.5 months, I actually watched those tumors leave my body through colon hydrotherapy. So it was a very remarkable experience for me. Now, I wasn't just doing raw foods. I was doing all other kinds of things because I was working on my emotional health, my spiritual health. I was doing Reiki on myself every day, doing colon hydrotherapy several times a week, some acupuncture, acupressure, you name it, I was doing it, in an attempt to get my body back into balance. But I do consider that the raw foods helped quite a bit. However, I lived in Spokane, Washington at the time, not like here in sunny San Diego, where it's a bit warmer all year long. In Spokane, it gets pretty cold in the winter time, and our winters are fairly long. So as I stayed on that raw diet into the fall and winter, I actually made myself kind of sick. Because from a traditional Chinese medicine standpoint, what happened is that I put too big of a burden on my kidneys, on my whole water-based system, and made my kidneys get too cold and too damp in the energy cycle, because raw foods tend to be cooling foods and they tend to be damp. That's why they're really good in hot, dry climates, in southern exposure climates. You could actually eat a lot more raw foods a lot more of the year. So that 80-20 ratio in a warm place might be perfect for the average person in a very warm climate. However, if I want you to kind of think about this logically. If you're in a cold environment, adding more cold and more damp foods to your diet can actually have some changes on your body. And so it's my recommendation that in a colder climate that you switch the ratio during the cold months of the year. So one of the reasons I wanted to talk about a raw food diet today is because it's really timely. This is the time of year that if you wanted to experiment with a raw foods diet, if you wanted to get some of the benefits of a raw food diet, this is the time of year to do it almost anywhere in the country, in the northern hemisphere. In the southern hemisphere, some of you are going to want to wait a few months. But in the northern hemisphere, or in a really hot, arid climate most of the year, it's an absolutely fantastic way to do some detoxification to take the digestive stress off, that kind of thing. And you'll notice that most of the really popular retreat centers that offer raw food are in these warm climates in San Diego and Austin, Texas. There's Optimum Health Institute locations. In Florida, there's Hippocrates. In Arizona, there's Tree of Life. So some of these biggest centers are going to be in the southern part, really far south in the U.S. or into Mexico. So, you know, it's very... you know, it's really appropriate that they're located there because no matter what time of year it is, it's always going to be a bit warmer. So that's just something that I think is important to keep in mind. Now, from an Ayurvedic standpoint, there would never be a raw food vegan diet on any kind of an Ayurvedic program because each particular dosha uses a combination of dried foods, of fresh foods, of raw foods, of cooked foods. Some of them contain meat, some of them contain fish, some of them are primarily beans, but there would, in an Ayurvedic tradition, there would never be any such thing as a raw or vegan diet. Now, in the macrobiotic tradition, while there would be you know, would there be lots of vegetables? They would always be cooked. You don't find many raw vegetables in a macrobiotic diet either. And so there are different ways of looking at how foods can be helpful. And even from a strictly scientific viewpoint, one of the things to keep in mind is that there are some foods that are actually easier to digest or that the nutrients in them become more bioavailable when they're cooked. For instance, the lycopene, which is one of the really big antioxidants in tomatoes, are actually more bioavailable when they're cooked. It's the same with things like kale. Kale is has generally more bioavailable nutrients when it's steamed or when it's made into a soup than when it's raw. And that's true of a lot of vegetables. So no matter how you look at it, you know, if you're wanting to remove digestive stress, and this is one of the ways I helped people do that in my spa in a cold climate, was that rather than having just raw food, we would have cooked pureed vegetables, because when we make them into a soup or a vegetable stew sort of thing, we're actually capturing those nutrients if we're using lower cooking temperatures and that kind of thing. So I want you to understand that from my perspective, there are a number of ways to look at this raw foods diet. Well, it's already time for another break. I'm telling you, I have no idea how this goes by so quickly. And I do appreciate the fact that some of you have now sent me some messages. So as soon as we return from this quick break, I'll be answering some of those questions. Thank you so much. We'll be right back after this little message from our sponsors.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy-free!
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Thank you so much for hanging in there with me through this hour. This is Dr. Peggy Parker, and you are back on the air with Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And I want to remind you that we're talking about the raw food movement, the pros and the cons, to try to kind of help you sort out what's going to work best for you in your own diet so that you can achieve your optimal health. So before this last break, we were talking about some of the downsides of a raw food diet and some of the other ways of looking at it. So it's kind of refresh because I feel like I didn't do quite an adequate job on that. And I also want to apologize to all of you who are hearing my dog barking in the background. I haven't quite moved into my office in San Diego, so by the wonders of modern technology, I'm doing this in my living room, and no matter what I do, I can't seem to make her quit barking outside, so sorry for that little distraction for everyone. So anyway, in a couple of weeks, this will all be resolved, so thanks for your patience. But back to our topic. In the, you know, in the whole scheme of the pros and cons, you know, a raw foodist will say that we have, there are more naturally occurring enzymes in food that's not been heated over 110 degrees. Now, that may be true, but those enzymes are not really there to help you digest your food. Those naturally occurring enzymes, when swallowed, will actually be destroyed by, for the most part, by your stomach acid. So that's a little bit of a science fallacy in the raw food movement. So while I am a big proponent of raw foods and to eat as many of them as possible, depending on your climate and your local food supply kind of thing, I do want to make that clear that that's not really one of the real scientifically based reasons to eat raw foods. However, there are certain nutrients that are in abundance in raw foods that can be really helpful. But on the other way on the other side of the scale, antioxidants like lutein and lycopene are actually more bioavailable when the food is cooked. So as I mentioned, things like tomatoes and kale and are much better for you when they've been cooked. And that by a really low boil or steaming, we are not actually adding any dangerous components to food, and we're not destroying either. So you kind of want to look at this from both ways. I read a quote today that said, how do you determine which, if a raw food diet is good for you? If you ask a raw foodist, it's a little bit like asking a religious zealot why their religion is better. It's the same no matter what kind of diet you're looking at. If you're talking to a person who strictly eats from an Ayurvedic standpoint, that's going to be their viewpoint. If you're talking to a raw foodist, that's going to be their viewpoint. If you're talking to a person who is a macrobiotic enthusiast, that's going to be their viewpoint. So it's my opinion that the best thing that we can do is kind of cherry pick the best of the best from each of these from each kinds of diet. So over the next few months, we're going to be exploring all different kinds of diets, and that will allow you to say, okay, that one really does work really well for me, or this aspect of this diet really works well for me. And by becoming a cherry picker of great ideas and experimenting on your own body and your own diet, you can come up with the diet that's most successful for you, that's going to bring about a better healing result in your own body that's absolutely perfect for you. If you'd like to get a little more information about these things, please be sure and join my blog page. It's www.omgallergyfree.com. Or get on my Facebook page. It's just simply a Simple Health Network. If you can look me up on Facebook, or you can join my website. I do some interesting mailings at times, and hopefully we'll be doing a little more of that. But my website has some good information on it, and that is simply www.simplehealthnetwork.com. So there are lots of ways to get a hold of me, to ask questions, to get more questions answered. But here's one of the questions that was sent to me, and it is, Dr. Peggy, why is it that you believe that that temperature really plays a big part in a diet? So I'm guessing that has to do with the fact that I said that in a colder climate, that it's important to make sure that you're eating a wider, a bigger ratio of cooked foods to raw foods. Well, again, that from my biological medicine training and my naturopathic training, I really look at health from a lot of different angles. So I'm kind of a studier. Those programs taught me to be a studier or a student of many different philosophies in order to help the broadest number of people in my particular practice. And so what I noticed in my own life, in my own body, was that when I ate too many raw foods in the wintertime, I actually created a health crisis for myself. And my acupuncturist, Kim Kroll, if you happen to be in the Spokane area, I highly recommend her. She mentioned to me that what was going on in my body, why I was feeling so bad, is that my kidneys had become, from a traditional Chinese standpoint, cold and damp. And so when I talked to her about my diet, she helped me understand that eating too many raw food diets, particularly if you have a cold and damp constitution, which I do, can really dramatically affect your kidneys. So different people are going to respond differently. That's because each one of us is so different. From an Ayurvedic standpoint, if you're a pitta person, a really fiery person, you can probably consume far more raw vegetables before putting your fire out than if you were a vata person who is already a watery type and you were in a cold climate. And I happen to be vata pitta in the Ayurvedic tradition. So that vata, watery, damp part was contributing to this whole situation when we talk about eating too many raw foods in a cold climate. So I'm, You know, I just want you to look at it from all different aspects so that you can decide what really works for you. So again, you know, some of the biggest benefits of a raw food diet are just the wide number, the amounts of fiber, the wide array of vitamins and minerals, the chewing aspect that would help you digest your food a little bit better. The more you chew, the more you digest. Things like soaking and sprouting and blending can help take some of the digestive stress off. The opposing parts are really the time that it can take, that you have to contribute to your daily preparation of foods. The fact that in certain climates it's not preferential, but during this time of year, in almost every place in the entire Northern Hemisphere, this is a great time to add a lot more raw fruits and vegetables, raw foods to your diet, whether you're changing to a wholly raw food diet for a month or two or not. Just adding more in, is this is a perfect time of year for it. And remember, my favorite reason that's a good reason to have a raw diet is that raw vegan diets, especially those that also eliminate all grains, will eliminate those top 8 allergens out of your diet, give your body a rest so that it can kind of heal from the exposure to all those allergens and begin the process of rejuvenation. Now, remember, all of this is for naught if you're not drinking, in my opinion, the most important part of a daily diet, your ionized water. So more on that later, because right now it is time for me to say goodbye for another week. I want to thank you for joining me here on Transformation Talk Radio. I had a wonderful time chatting with you. I look forward to talking to you, not next week because it's going to be an all encore day because it's the 4th of July, but in 2 weeks I'll be back live answering your questions by phone or instant feedback. Have a wonderful week. Have a safe 4th of July, and thank you so much for joining me. This is Dr. Peggy Parker wishing you a happy, healthy week.
You've been listening to The Dr. Peggy Show. Simple Solutions for Everyday Health offers simple, natural choices for your optimal health and wellness. Tune in each week, Wednesday, 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com to find out how to unravel the connections between the mental, spiritual, and physical links of food, allergies, and hydration. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG, that's allergy free? That's SimpleHealthNetwork.com. And check out her blog, OMGAllergyFree.com, and on Facebook at Simple Health Network. Tune in next week for another groundbreaking show with Dr. Peggy Parker.
Stimulating talk,
it gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.